from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia. With me, Rahma, presenting you the news, followed by commentary, quote of the day. Then we also have some other interesting programs taking you closer to Indonesia, such as Indonesian Wonder, Let's Speak Indonesian, and Music Corner. So stay tuned on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. To begin our program, as always, we begin with the news. Here is the news first, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto appreciates young people for their support to achieve energy self-sufficiency. Indonesian Minister of Migrant Workers Protection says working abroad with proper skills, a pathway to upward mobility. That's the headlines, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto expresses his appreciation to the young generation of Indonesia and global partners who have supported the Indonesian government's efforts to achieve energy self-sufficiency. VOI reporter Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto Thursday expressed his appreciation for the hard work of all parties, including government officials, national and international private partners, and the young generation of Indonesia who have demonstrated their ability to manage large-scale and complex energy projects. The head of state conveyed this appreciation in his remarks when inaugurating the operation and development of renewable energy in 15 provinces, the increased oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cepu block, and laying the first stone for 5 geothermal power plants.
Terima kasih saya kepada semua unsur yang telah bekerja keras. Kerjasama kita.
My gratitude to all elements who have worked hard. Our cooperation with our partners from abroad, from the private sector. I am also very happy and proud to see that our young people have played a very active role. Our young engineers, our workers everywhere have been able to manage such sophisticated and complex projects. This really makes me proud. In addition, President Prabowo also appreciated the active role of strategic partners, both from within and outside the country, who have supported national energy development. According to the president, the participation of strategic partners has provided real results and benefits for Indonesia.
You have been loyal to Indonesia, and Indonesia will not forget your loyalty and your participation in our effort to achieve a modern and self-reliant Indonesia. Once again, on behalf of the Indonesian people, I would like to thank you. Pass on my best regards to all your executives.
The inauguration of the operation and development of renewable energy in 15 provinces, an increase in oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cepu block, and the laying of the first stone for 5 geothermal power plants marks the Indonesian government's commitment to accelerate the national energy transition and achieve the net zero emissions target by 2060. According to Prabowo, in the midst of the global energy transformation, this step shows Indonesia's determination to stand on its own 2 feet and manage energy efficiently and sovereignly for the prosperity of the people. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Still from Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, who pushes for energy self-sufficiency in villages and remote islands. Ranoff has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the importance of transitioning to energy self-sufficiency based on clean and efficient national resources. The president is optimistic the solar energy will be key to achieving energy independence across the country, even in remote areas. He expressed this during his speech at the hybrid integration of renewable energy operation and project in 15 provinces, the increase in oil production by 30,000 barrels at the Cebu block, and the groundbreaking of 5 geothermal power plants on Thursday, June 26, 2025.
Untuk kita bisa mempercepat pembangunan proyek-proyek yang bisa menghasilkan energi itu.
We can accelerate the development of projects that produce energy, but the most strategic will be renewable energy, especially solar energy. With solar energy, every village can be self-sufficient in energy. Every district can be energy self-sufficient. Every regency can be energy self-sufficient. Even remote islands will have energy and can be self-sufficient. Villages in the mountains can also have access to electricity. This makes us optimistic and gives us a very bright outlook for the future.
Ini sangat membuat kita optimis, membuat kita memandang masa depan dengan sangat cerah.
President Prabowo said Indonesia's ongoing energy transition is not only focused on national energy security but also on cost efficiency, environmental sustainability, and the equitable prosperity of the people. He also called on all parties to work together to achieve the zero carbon emission target on time.
President Prabowo inaugurated the operation and development of renewable energy in several regions in Indonesia, an important step to achieve energy independence. Andi Ramdoni has the detail.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto Thursday inaugurated the operation and development of renewable energy in 15 provinces, increased oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cebu block, and laid the first stone for 5 geothermal power plant PLTP projects in Indonesia. In his remarks via video conference, President Prabowo emphasized that these projects are important milestone in realizing sustainable national energy independence.
Peresmian pembangunan dan pengoperasian energi terbarukan di 15 provinsi.
The inauguration of the development and operation of renewable energy in 15 provinces and increased oil production by 30,000 barrels in the Cebu block is a very important momentum in our development as a nation. With these programs, with these projects, and of course there are many more big projects that we must implement and will implement. These are all efforts to make our nation self-sufficient in energy.
Swasembada energy.
The head of state also emphasized that energy sovereignty is part of the nation's sovereignty. According to him, Indonesia has extraordinary renewable energy resources and must be managed optimally.
Hari ini kita resmikan.
Today we inaugurated and start the construction of 55 new and renewable energy generators. We inaugurate geothermal power plant as a proof that Indonesia is heading towards independence. We will stand on our own 2 feet and we will be able to provide energy for all Indonesian people in an efficient and economical manner. Meanwhile, the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, in his report said that the projects that were inaugurated had a capacity of 379.7 megawatts with an investment value of 25 trillion rupiah. Bahlil also said that with an increase in oil production of 30,000 barrels, the Cebu block currently produces a total lifting of 180,000 barrels per day, equivalent to 25% of the total national lifting. Andi Ramdoni, Voice of Indonesia.
Moving on to Indonesian Minister of Migrant Workers Protection says working abroad officially with proper skills is a pathway to upward mobility. Dora has the detail.
Indonesian Minister of Migrant Workers Protection, Abdul Kadir Karding, emphasized that the procedural placement of migrant workers is one of the long-term solutions to tackle unemployment. Speaking at the inauguration of the Migrant Center at Diponegoro University Semarang on Thursday, Karding stated that working abroad officially with proper skill is a pathway to upward mobility. According to Karding, the government through the Ministry of Migrant Workers Protection is not only focusing on the placement of migrant workers but is also initiating a migrant fund to cover training and departure costs.
Kita sedang menggagas migrant fund. Jadi ada dana.
We are initiating a migrant fund which will be managed as a revolving fund by the ministry. It can be borrowed at low interest rate to cover training, document processing and departure expenses.
Skema pelatihan, pengurusan dokumen dan pemberangkatan.
Karing further explained that through the migrant fund, prospective migrant worker will also be able to access people business credit or KUR. He added that the government is cooperating with banks to ensure that prospective migrant workers can obtain KUR loans without the needs for collateral. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
This news comes to you over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesian government prioritizes drug eradication in development agenda as a strong commitment to developing high-quality Indonesian human resources. The details conveyed by Dora.
Indonesian head of the National Narcotics Agency, Martinus Hukum, stated that President Prabowo's government has designated drugs-related issues as a priority in the national development agenda. Speaking at the commemoration of the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking held at Sasono Utomo Hall, Taman Mini Indonesia Indah Jakarta on Tuesday, Martinus emphasized that this reflects the government's strong commitment to developing high-quality Indonesian human resources in anticipation of the demographic bonus and the Golden Indonesia 2045 vision, as well as a form of political and moral commitment to free Indonesia from the clutches of narcotics crime. As a manifestation of the government's policy, Martinus called on all stakeholders to continue active effort in uncovering drugs, smuggling and trafficking networks and to make preventive and curative efforts.
Sebagai pengejawantahan kebijakan Presiden, kami sebagai Kepala Badan Narkotika Nasional Republik Indonesia menghimbau.
As a realization of the President's policy, we at the National Narcotics Agency urge all related stakeholders to interpret these policies by continuing to take action tirelessly on countering smuggling and drug trafficking cases and collaborating in preventive efforts to build Indonesia's social resilience. Additionally, we must pursue curative efforts, both medically and socially, to restore human dignity among drug users and addicts.
Baik aspek medis maupun aspek sosial untuk mengembalikan nilai-nilai kemanusiaan kepada para penyalahguna dan pecandu narkoba.
Martinus explained that this year's International Day Against Drugs Abuse and Illicit Trafficking adopts the global theme. The evidence is clear: invest in prevention, break the cycle, stop organized crime. According to him, this theme sends a universal message that drug abuse prevention is a long-term investment to nurture a generation that is noble in character, competitive, and excellent. He also emphasized that the team strengthened the alignment of policies, commitments, and global action to break the chains of drug syndicates as part of transnational organized crime by enhancing international cooperation as well as national cross-institutional collaboration. Dora Pardede, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Culture Fadlizon attended the closing ceremony of Grebek Suro 2025 at Ponorogo Town Square on Thursday. In his speech, he said Reog Ponorogo is a reflection of Indonesia's rich cultural heritage, which has been recognized as an intangible cultural heritage by UNESCO. Grebek Suro 2025 was held from June 4 to the 29, presenting 32 events from cultural performances and religious activities to sports and traditional arts. The peak of the festival featured a royal heirloom parade and performances by 40 reog groups from various regions, including Papua. Ponorogo region Sugiri Sanchoko stated, the event is not merely a spectacle, but a genuine effort to preserve cultural heritage while promoting tourism and the creative economy. Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs Nasaruddin Umar called on Muslims to mark the Islamic New Year, Muharram 1st, 1447 Hijri, as a moment of hijrah or spiritual migration and self-reflection toward a more meaningful life. He made the statement while attending the commemoration of Muharram 1st with the theme Peaceful Muharram, Living in Harmony with Humanity and Nature, at Istiqlal Mosque, Jakarta, on Thursday. The minister emphasized the spirit of hijrah should be deeply understood as an effort to improve oneself spiritually, socially, and morally. He also expressed hope that the Islamic New Year would have a positive impact on global peace, particularly in the Middle East, which continues to face ongoing conflict. Well, listener, that's the news. Now here's commentary titled Real Opportunities to Work Abroad through official channels, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on real opportunities to work abroad through official channels. Working abroad is a dream for many people to improve their lives, but how to get there will greatly determine whether the dream will come true or even become a problem. In fact, through official channels with sufficient skills, the opportunity to work abroad can be real and safe. The Indonesian government is currently encouraging the placement of migrant workers according to procedures. It's not just about working in another country, but also about readiness, protection, and the hope of returning home bringing change. To that end, the government is preparing a special loan fund for prospective migrant workers. This fund can be used for training, taking care of documents, and departure costs. The interest is low, and there is access to loans without collateral through cooperation with banks. This means that people can work abroad without having to get caught in large debts to take care of documents and departure or placement costs, as is often the case. This is good news, because too often, prospective workers are burdened with high costs by intermediaries even before leaving. If this program runs well, then working abroad will no longer be seen as a last resort, but as a smart choice as long as it is done through official channels and with sufficient skills. Working away from home is not just about earning a living, but also about returning home with a better future. That was commentary.
Keyword of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharuddin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft, for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Tabuk is a religious tradition in West Sumatra. Tabuk aims to welcome the Muharram, the first month of Islamic calendar. The locals will parade the Tabuk, a colorful and towering funeral bier made of rattan and bamboo. Tabuk is also commemorates the passing of Prophet Muhammad's grandchildren Hassan and Hussein. This tradition is an acculturation between the people of Tamil and Minang.
tanggung semua bebanmu, jangan bersedih. Ikuti irama dentu musik ini, goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. Yang tua dan yang muda semuanya sama, kita di sini tiada berbeda. Kita bersatu dan juga bersama-sama, goyangkan tubuhmu dan kita bergembira. We can sing together, come on, we can move together, come on, let's have fun together, come on, party on forever. Hilangkan prasangka yang memisahkan kita, tunjukkan pada dunia kita punya cinta. Sekarang saatnya, one, two, three. Come on, we can sing together. Come on, we can move together. Come on, let's have fun together. Come on, party on forever.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republik Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The Jakarta Provincial Government has launched 8 Betawi cultural icons. One of them is the Sadariah shirt. Sadariah shirt is one of the typical Betawi or native Jakarta traditional clothes for men that is similar to baju koko or Muslim male attire, but usually plain in color. Sadariah shirt is also referred to as Chinese shirt and is often worn together with terompah or sandals, black or red cap. In the beginning, the typical Betawi clothing grew and developed in pesantren or Islamic boarding school area, where at the time pesantren was used as a center of education and teaching silat traditional martial arts. Initially, Sadariah clothes were worn for religious activities such as going to mosque or sedekahan or alms. At the time, the Sadariah dress consisted of a plain or white color shirt with komprang pants, which had a loose cut and batik parang pattern. As a complement, the shirt is a black or red peci or cap made of velvet, as well as a cukin, a term for a cloth that is wrapped around the neck like a scarf. Cukin can be a sarung or batik patterned cloth decorated with images or ondel-ondel to monas. Listener, time by time, Sadariah cloth has evolved in its design and use. These changes were influenced by various factors, including cultural interactions as well as innovations in textile manufacturing techniques. Motifs, colors, and materials change. The materials used are lighter, sizes are more varied, and modern accessories are added. The typical Betawi garment is now commonly worn from formal events to everyday use. Well, listener, that was the Indonesian Wonder read by Ahmad Faisal.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia.
Greeting like Indonesian. Selamat pagi. Good morning. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat siang. Good afternoon. Selamat sore. Good afternoon. Selamat siang is used from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Selamat sore is used from 3 to 6 p.m. Selamat malam. Good evening. Selamat tidur. Good night.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, on today's music corner, we bring you a wonderful selection, a beautiful keroncong song entitled Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. This heartfelt song was written and originally popularized by Roni Parulian, a finalist of a popular talent show in Indonesia back in 2023. It's officially released on July 19, 2024. The song tells the story of someone longing for their beloved one, hoping the wind will carry their feelings to them. Well, listener, let's sit back, relax, and enjoy the keroncong version of Angin Rindu by Anggirian and the New Normal Keroncong Group. Happy listening!
Sampai kapankah rindu ini akan bertahan? Rasa gelisah menghantui perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. Padamu
perasaanku. Diam-diam mencari-cari hadirmu di sampingku. Oh, andai saja angin membawa rinduku padamu. Andai saja waktu membawa cepatku padamu.
One of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowo Bendo Post or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. The name Pancur came from a water course or waterfall
flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Banjut Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and wide ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Banjur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. The calm and not so high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit the beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rawabenda Post before you can reach the Banjur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Lagi, oh, 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 terima suratmu, telah ku baca dan aku mengerti betapa merindunya dirimu akan hadirnya diriku di dalam hari-harimu bersama lagi. Kau tanyakan padaku kapan aku akan kembali lagi. Katamu kau tak kuasa melawan gejolak di dalam dada yang membara menahan rasa pertemuan kita nanti. Saat bersama dirimu, semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang cinta yang manis dalam suratmu. Kau katakan padaku saat ini, ku ingin hangat pelukmu dan belai lembut kasihmu. Takkan ku lupa selamanya. Saat kau ada di sisiku, semua kata rindumu semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa ingin jumpa. Percayalah padaku, aku pun rindu kamu. Ku akan pulang melepas semua kerinduan yang terpendam. Jangan katakan cinta menambah beban rasa. Sudah simpan saja sedihmu itu. Ku semua